with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So
here's welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been a little bit different today, man. We've been talking about dehydrating and smoking and canning, and we're gonna jump into pickling and fermentation in a minute.
They still can all happen in your backyard.
Right. Yeah. That, generally.
I mean, the smoker's there and that big canning pot. That might go out on that big old turkey burner you got.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, rather than messing up the kitchen, use that outdoor kitchen. It's still got some nice days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And you can have the football game on.
Right.
Yep. Turn on the radio, listen to your Fair State boys.
Right, yep, and make it happen. All
my
in the
Michigan
backyard.
Tech boys, we got to get over the internet.
Yeah, yeah, well, some days you that's where you can get anything, right?
Yep.
But anyway, so... at the risk of this thing going off the rails, pickling and fermentation are two things that Chaz has forgot more about than I know. So I'm going to lean on you for this segment, Chaz, because if you're new to the Grilling Guys, Chaz was a head brewer at a microbrewery for many, many years, thus the name Baritone Beer. And, He knows a thing or two about fermentation. So
yeah, and you know, fermentation, a lot of historians think that it came about because it was a way to preserve the grains and the fruits, just another way to preserve them so that they didn't spoil and the mice didn't eat them and things like that, to be able to get the nutrients out of them at a later date. So the big hearty beers, you converted the grain to beer. And now you had a nutritious drink for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, you're not out there plowing fields because it's snow on the ground, you're going to sit back by the fire and enjoy a little bit.
Right, yep. Thus the farming and farmhouse beer.
And then the wines were the same thing because the guy had too many grapes or too many cherries or whatever. And he figured out if he pureed it and fermented it, hey, you got that nutrition that moved on with it into the wine.
Throw a little sugar on it, and you get an alcohol.
Well, right? You know, the fruit's got a lot of sugar in it, so
yep.
You can make a real banger if you need it.
Yeah, right.
But they say initially it was to preserve.
Right.
And, you know, then they found out that fermentation, they didn't really understand it until Louis Pasteur started telling them what yeast really was.
Right.
That they could apply that to other things, sauerkraut. The Germans love that. If you're Polish, it's kapusta.
Right.
Lithuanian, it's kapusta. But anyway, it's just they would put salt and garlic and onions with the cabbage and let it draw the water, natural juices out of the cabbage, and then it would start to naturally ferment with the yeast out of the air. And that alcohol that built up into it preserved the vegetable matter.
Okay.
And then, you know, you'd skim the scum off the top and you'd jar it up. Or today we might freeze it up. And they found out, man, that goes pretty good with pork.
Right.
And
right.
If you know any Germans, they know about 75 different ways to do pork in a sausage.
Right. Yeah.
Our buddy, our Polish buddy, Timmy, he knows a thing or two about that. And having good kraut with a good smoked brat, that's a good day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's a natural process, and it's open air,
yeah,
isn't it? I mean, you're not sealing. The other things that we were talking about were sealing it up.
A lot of people will can it after the fact.
Right, yeah, after it's become the product. Yeah,
but the process is very open air and
right.
Naturally. And even pickling. You know, a lot of people do the pickles in the, you know, the fast method, just canning them up and stuff. But
right.
There's also barrel pickles. You know, if anybody drives along the South Shore Drive in Holland, you're going to smell the old pickle factory down there.
Right.
Where they used to have big wooden vats out there full of cucumbers that they put the pickling spice and the pickling brine into.
Right.
To preserve the pickles and jar them up, and down the road to the grocery they went and you paid good dollar for them.
Right. And so let's talk a little bit about that process a little bit. Basically, you're using an acidic kind of a brine. And what that does is it breaks things down a little bit, that acid. And that acid usually in pickling comes from a vinegar, right? And so you're mixing.
That's wine that went too long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which in fact vinegar is a fermentation process, right?
That's what they make down there on the south side of Holland now. It's all vinegar in the Heinz plant.
Right, exactly. So if you put this acidic liquid, if you will, on these particular vegetables, and we can go with pickles because everybody likes pickles. You know, and there's several ways that you can make them, but you can you put the cucumber. You can either slice them up in discs or pick them when they're small. You know, a whole foot-long cucumber is probably not what you want to do, but those are the ones you slice up and make into chips.
You need some big jars for those.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you do. But so flavor profile on pickles can be almost anything.
You can do them hot and spicy. You can do them sweet. You can do them, you know, everybody's had bread and butter pickles. Everybody's had koshers. Everybody's right. had the crisp hamburger dills.
Yep.
There's a lot of different ones out there that you can do, and it's fun to mix it up a bit.
Yep.
So that you got a little variety all winter long when you're living that off the grid life.
Yeah.
Or pretending to.
Yeah, and the cool part about pickling is it doesn't necessarily take weeks or months to get your pickles where you want them. I mean, you can even do this stuff overnight if you want to.
Oh, they talk about refrigerator pickles that
right.
just go a couple of days.
Yep. The Grilling Guys Takeout over there in Lowell, we rent that kitchen for a couple days a week while we're open. Well, there's another guy in there that is remaking Vlasic pickles. He's rebrining them, if you will. He buys the big, like, 6-inch kosher spears, right? And he takes them out of the jar, and he rejars them into smaller ones. And then he puts in long red peppers, you know, kind of like Tabasco peppers, I think they're called. And he puts in a little bit of sugar. So he's taking a regular dill pickle, and he's making it putting a sweeter, hotter profile on it. But he lets those set in the refrigerator for about a week with this new brine on them, and they completely take on that flavor. So the interesting part I've learned about that is that even with a commercial pickle, there's more things you can do with it other than just take it out of the jar and eat it. And he just put this additional profile on it and puts it back in the fridge, and he's got a completely different pickle.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, that's kind of a cheater's way, in my mind, to do it. But you know, what he's doing.
Yeah, but right. You can do that when you're pickling. I remember my grandmother would always put a Hungarian yellow pepper in with every batch.
Right.
And a couple of cloves of garlic because she wanted some snap on them things.
Yeah, right, yep.
She exactly. wanted your face to twist when you bit into one of these. And
that's great.
Back stories go that that's how they got me when I was teething.
Oh, really?
Stuck a pickle in my mouth, and I still want those pickles.
Stop your whining and just enjoyed that pickle, right? But you mentioned that these are cucumbers, but olives are actually pickled.
Are pickled. Right? You can do pickled asparagus. You can do pickled your Brussels sprouts.
Right.
It's just a great way to preserve vegetables. You can even pickle the fruits.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pickled pears.
Well, there you are.
Aren't bad.
Right.
And, you get a couple other things. I've had pickled peaches that are spicy. And it's just a real nice treat to have something different.
Peter Piper picked them, right?
Yeah.
Peppers. So I guess you can pickle peppers, right?
You pickle the peppers. And it's something else that when you're breaking out that fancy charcuterie board.
Right.
To put something fancy out in front of your guests and tell the story about how you preserved it.
Right. Yeah. Pretty cool. You know, that what is it? Giardini. I'm sorry. It's the pickled vegetables that the Italians use on their shaved sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's got yellow peppers in it. That's got red peppers in it. Different heats that are really just, that makes an excellent accompaniment to a sandwich.
Oh, throwing that on top of a dog, on top of a burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on it.
Really good. Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each every week. Chaz, always a pleasure having you here, my brother, because you're just a wealth of knowledge. Barbecue Bob, good luck up in that tree
don't
today,
fall out.
Don't fall out, and you know, bag your buck, and everybody will be happy. But you've been listening, Grilling Guys. We're all over Michigan. Chaz, thank you much.
No problem. Guys, get on your podcast app and don't miss an episode of the Grilling Guys.
That's right, because we've got all kinds of recipes, is including this banter that's going on. You can check us out on our website. But anyway, thanks for being with us, and y'all be safe. Get up and out, down out of the tree, and shoot us a note on Facebook if you bag a big one. We'll talk to you next week.